the Democrats are busy picking their managers for the Senate trial of the impeachment. It's coming in January to a television near you. At least 17 of those 31 swing seat Democrats have announced they will support both articles of impeachment. I was at one of those events yesterday, as you know. Both articles of impeachment will be supported. So the Democrats have the votes. That's headline number one. But headline number two is that Donald Trump continues to thrive. Teflon Trump thrives. I mean, the real Teflon Don is here. Impeachment is about the worst thing that can happen to a president, I guess, unless you're Donald Trump. It didn't really hurt Bill Clinton either. There's no question that having that historic asterisk as only the third U.S. president to ever been impeached will hurt him personally. But listen to me. The first two were not removed from office. More than any other occupant of the White House, a real estate developer, TV performer, obsesses over his image. He does do that. But he continues to thrive. His personal image is important to him. And the way he will thrive now, wear impeachment like a badge of honor. Impeachment is a badge of honor in today's political climate and atmosphere. You know, how else would you look at it? Here's a guy who has continued to be attacked. I remind you again of what happened in the first few minutes of him being in the Oval Office. The Associated Press reported that he had removed the bust of Martin Luther King Jr. from the Oval Office, and cries of racism and everything else went on. Of course, it wasn't true. Wasn't true at all. But the story went viral, and they've been attacking him ever since, relentlessly, day after day, day after day. Can you imagine what the poll numbers would be if just for a few minutes a day, the commentators on the news networks and in the newspapers talked about the good things that have happened, talked about the First Step Act, or how successful it's been to move the American embassy to Jerusalem, or how successful the Right to Try Act has been, or the tax cuts, or getting USMCA done, or making a new deal with China, or getting the wall under construction, whatever it may be. All of these things continue to happen. And his numbers, by the way, his approval ratings are the highest that they've been. Sure, that means 46, 47, 48% in most of the polls, but that's the highest they have been. They're higher than when he was elected, is my point. His approval numbers now are higher in many places than when he was elected. And one of the places that Donald Trump is doing better that not many people are talking about or telling you the truth about, one of the places that Donald Trump is doing better is among African Americans, black voters. Black voters in America are saying, you know what? I'm working. I have opportunity. My family's doing better. Lowest unemployment rate ever for African Americans. Lowest unemployment rate ever for women in this country. And his numbers are climbing. And make no mistake, if President Trump can make inroads into the black community when it comes to voting, it's all over for the Democrats. Let's listen to bite number six, because this gives you some insight as to what it means to the black community, the First Step Act, for example. Bite number six, go.
No one ever thought that criminal justice reform could get passed. And I'm going to tell you, the president's leadership on criminal justice reform is real. And I'm going to tell you why it was real. Because without President Trump, we wouldn't have got law enforcement to support it, and we wouldn't have got Republicans to support it. And so... So that's now a nonpartisan issue that's focused on outcomes. And what did criminal justice reform did? It was a first step. That's what it was called, the First Step Act. We looked at mandatory minimums, and we got rid of them. So for a third strike, you're no longer locked up in prison for life. For a second strike, you know, we're not giving you 20 years, we're giving you 15. For individuals that were locked up, from the experience I had growing up, from crack cocaine to powder cocaine, those individuals had sentences that were 100 to 1.
100 to 1. That's been rolled back now, by the way. The Obama administration brought it back to 18 to 1. The Trump administration brought it back to parity. And by the way, you've got that view of the world to consider. Then you've got this view of the world to consider, which is the socialists' view of the world, which is that everything is free. And I've told you this for some time. It's not just that you get some money here and some health care. No, you are entitled to a home, food, a car, job, health care, everything, probably entertainment as well, and a check every month. If you think I'm kidding, then listen to AOC. Here she is, laying out for you to understand everything is free. Well, except for the massive tax increases on you, because you have to pay for everybody else. But it's bite number 11. Bite number 11. Go.
But at the very least, a $15 minimum wage, it may be higher as we introduce these things. But it means Medicare for all, or at the very least, you know, guaranteed health care as a right, housing as a right. So we have to really say, for the things that we depend on to live, we need at a bare minimum a public option, if not a guaranteed universality in it. So I think in that transition, it is worker-centered and it invests in jobs and invests in labor. I think that progressive taxation is potentially a component of that.
Progressive taxation is a component of that. That means you, Mr. High Earner, you who went to college as they told you to, you that became successful, made something of yourself, you are now the target. At any rate, we know where everybody stands now. Everybody is all in. The managers are being picked for the impeachment trial that'll start sometime in January. How long will it last? I haven't any idea. But it's coming to a drama theater near you soon. And for those that don't understand, no, President Trump will still be president. And then he's going to be reelected. It's how it's going to happen. I'm telling you, 52 after on a Tuesday. It's the Steve Griffin Show. Don't like it? Got that button on your radio.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Every week at Ellie's Place, peer support groups help hundreds of children and teens learn to cope and begin to heal after the death of a parent, sibling, or someone close to them.
It just made me feel like I wasn't the only one going through this.
1 in 12 children in Michigan will experience the death of a parent or sibling before the age of 18. At Ellie's Place, children interact with peers who've suffered a similar loss and express their emotions in a secure and empowering environment. Learn more at elliesplace.org.